Before white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and white nationalists marched in Charlottesville, Virginia in August, they were organizing behind a computer screen. And a lot of that organizing happened through a messaging service called Discord, which was originally created to connect video game players to one another. This is just the latest in the long-running shared history between the gaming community and the alt-right.
Gaming culture has always been racist, it's always been sexist, but the internet has sort of allowed us to just sort of see what has always been there.
Emma Vossen is a PhD candidate studying how sexism seated in gaming is replicated in the real world. Her study is based on Gamergate, a movement that began with intimidating and harassing female video game journalists under the guise of fairness in video game journalism. The harassment quickly gained traction. It helped catalyze the alt-right movement, which secured power and prominence during the 2016 election cycle.
When you were studying Gamergate and you were really looking at the techniques that they use, it's impossible not to see the same techniques being used by Trump supporters.
According to Vossen, the gamers and the alt-right share common ground.
As people who are marginalized are fighting for equality, those who've traditionally had privilege, you know, especially white men, feel that they are being oppressed by these people who are trying to just be treated as equal.
Why do you hate black people? African Americans.
They're dirty, they're stingy, and they're just gross.
Xbox Live and PlayStation Network both allow players to chat live while gaming. They have become havens for hate speech against women and minorities.
What I had noticed and witnessed was what I call like linguistic profiling, like just based on how somebody sounds, you know, they kind of lash out in like very like inappropriate ways.
Who votes for Mission? They allow girls to play Call of Duty in America?
Wow, they allow morons to play Call of Duty in America?
Not everyone in the gaming community is sexist or racist. We are having this sort of internal cultural problem with sexist and racist gamers.
So, what happens when these behaviors move from the gaming world to the real world? Keegan Hanks studies the progression of the alt-right on the web.
Discord, as a platform, kind of had a meteoric rise in the alt-right. Now, I think many of the members of the alt-right were actually aware of it because they were also members of the video game community. Many of them are. Discord became almost a requirement for a lot of these people if you wanted to be actively involved in the movement.
Discord is anonymous and lightly monitored, which allowed the alt-right to control communications and access for thousands of users. Some Discord servers controlled by alt-right leaders made users post pictures of their Caucasian skin in order to participate. This allowed the alt-right to centralize its message and disseminate information around the Charlottesville rallies. Discord service played a substantial role in fomenting the riots that led to the death of Heather Heyer. After facing pressure, Discord shut down the servers used to organize in Charlottesville. The company stated, "We will continue to take action against white supremacy, Nazi ideology, and all forms of hate." Perhaps not surprisingly, James Alex Fields Jr., the white supremacist charged for Heyer's death, was no stranger to video games. In 2010, his mother filed a complaint against him, claiming he struck her in the head and locked her in the bathroom because she told him to stop playing video games.